Welcome to CCK Live. My name is Elise Phillips, and I'm joined today with my colleague Nick Briggs. Today, we're going to discuss what to do if your PACT Act claim was denied. Let's just do a very quick recap of what the PACT Act is. We do have videos and other materials on our website that go into more detail about the PACT Act. But just as a quick overview, the PACT Act is an act that was signed into law on August 10th, 2022. It stands for the Honoring Our Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics Act. It expands VA disability benefits and health care coverage for toxic exposed veterans, including those who have been exposed to herbicides, burn pits, and more. And VA planned to begin processing those claims on January 1st, 2023. Now, Nick, could you just tell us what to do or how to actually file a PACT Act claim?
Sure, Elise. Thanks. So veterans who qualify for benefits under the PACT Act can file a claim in the same way that they would for basically any other claim. So to initially apply for disability benefits, veterans typically file either a 526 EZ or a 526 full version. However, if this is a condition for which a veteran's previously filed for and been denied, their best bet is to file a supplemental claim using the supplemental claim form that VA provides. But once the veteran determines which form is the correct form to submit, they can submit it either via mail to the Evidence Intake Center or electronically through their VA eBenefits account. And when they're submitting that claim, they shouldn't just submit the form, they should also submit any evidence they have that support the three elements of service connection. So in general terms, this is going to be evidence of an in-service injury or illness, a current diagnosis by a medical professional, and then a medical nexus between the in-service event, the injury, or the illness itself. But for veterans who are applying under the PACT Act, several of these elements are going to be satisfied for them. So in reality, when they're filing their claims under the PACT Act, they should know that their exposure might be presumed based off of their location of service, such as if they were in Thailand, they would be exposed to herbicides and Agent Orange. And then once that exposure concession is made, they were also are entitled to presumptive service connection for certain disabilities associated with that particular exposure, such as coronary artery disease associated with Agent Orange exposure. So for those veterans filing PACT Act claims, they really only might need to provide evidence of a current diagnosis. But even in those circumstances, VA's duty to assist should trigger them to schedule the veteran for a VA exam, if nothing else. And because of the simplicity of filing these new PACT Act claims, at least according to VA, more than 213,000 claims have already been filed since the law was signed into effect back in August. And they expect those claims to continue to be filed as they work their way through this year.
Thanks, Nick. So let's talk about what happens if your claim is actually denied. What will happen is you're going to actually file an appeal the same way that you would any other claim that was denied. So that means a veteran is going to file an appeal if they're not satisfied of a rating or an effective date that they have been assigned. The effective date issue is something that we are seeing with the PACT Act in particular. So importantly, a veteran may appeal a decision so long as it's timely. And what that means is it has to be within a year of your initial claim. When you file an appeal within a one-year window, it's important because that's going to be what really preserves your claim stream. And that is going to be what basically keeps your original effective date in place. If you don't go outside of that window, you're going to lose that initial effective date. And under the AMA, veterans will have three options for appealing a decision from the VA. The first is going to be the higher level review lane. The second, the supplemental claim lane. The third, the notice of disagreement or board hearing. So basically, all of these lanes are going to be discussed in much further detail in some of our other videos as well. And other, we have a lot of actually information about the AMA on our website that I encourage you to check out. We're not going to get into those into too much detail today because they can get very complicated. But I think we can kind of stay on this PACT Act discussion. And maybe, Nick, you could tell us what happens if, when you are appealing, if you're already in the appeal stage, what would you do?
Yeah, so this is a pretty simple rule. So keep it in mind, repeat it to yourself over and over. If you already have a claim pending, leave it pending. Do not withdraw that claim. And this is critically important because it's the only way that you can preserve your effective date. is by keeping that appeal running. As it stands, this is a new law that creates new presumptions, and when VA passes new laws and creates these new presumptions, they're only going to go back as far as the date of the underlying law itself. In this case, the effective date under a PACT Act claim is only going to be August 10th, 2022, unless it involves special circumstances such as a DIC claim. In that case, there might be some reconsideration of a previously denied claim, but for purposes of new and pending service connection claims, August 10th, 2022 is going to be the date they grant. However, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not entitled to an earlier effective date. It just means that you're going to need to still be able to prove direct service connection under the old rules that existed prior to the PACT Act. So typically what we see is the Board of Veterans Appeals reviewing a case that's on appeal, granting service connection from the date of the PACT Act, and then either granting, remanding, or denying the direct service connection appeal, depending on what evidence might be in a particular veteran's case. And it's that direct appeal that's going to get you the earliest possible effective date, which is why it's critical for you to continue your appeal as opposed to withdrawing and refiling, which is unfortunately sometimes something that veterans are advised to do. But in this case, don't do that. Leave your claim pending.
Thanks so much, Nick. And it does get pretty complicated. So I think that leads us to our final point, which is that seeking assistance of an accredited representative or attorney can be extremely beneficial to your appeal. Representatives can ensure you meet deadlines. They can help you gather evidence, including medical records, service records, life statements, financial records, and more. And further, representatives can follow up with the VA to obtain status updates. So that your case, so that you can ensure that you're being really that your claim is going to be processed in a timely manner. Specifically, what can CCK do to help? At CCK, we can assist individual veterans with their VA disability claims and appeals, taking pride in serving those who have served our country. We have experience arguing cases before the VA regional offices, the Board of Veterans Appeals, the Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, and the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. Check out our website, read more testimonials from our clients that we've helped, and the summaries of the cases for which we've successfully advocated. And I think that will really give you some good information on how we can help you in your claims, especially those PACT Act claims. For more information, please head to our website and check out more of our videos. Also, be sure to like and subscribe. Thanks for joining us today.